4.10. Wireless Communications. Since the introduction of cellular telephones in 1983, there have been dramatic changes in the cellular industry. With a growth rate of about 40% per year, it is estimated there are now more than 150 million cellular phone users in the United States. Changes in technology, including the transition from heavy, cumbersome, and expensive cellular telephones to inexpensive miniature handheld units, have had a significant impact on when, where, and how we conduct our affairs, both business and personal. Societal pressures for increased efficiency, more leisure time, and an improved sense of safety have placed wireless communications at the forefront of potential situations for an increasingly mobile and technologically sophisticated populace. While voice communications has been the primary focus of the cellular industry, the desire to work on the road has resulted in a move toward the integration of technologies. This trend is such that cellular communications can now be the focal point of a truly mobile office, including email, fax, and internet services, in addition to telephone, voicemail, and paging capabilities from any location. Indeed, time spent commuting, caught up in traffic, and just plain traveling can now be productive. In addition, the cellular telephone brought with it a sense of security for those concerned about traveling alone in unfamiliar areas or concerned about vehicle breakdown. It is not surprising, then, that more than 85% of cellular telephone owners use their phones at least occasionally while driving, and more than 27% use their phones during half or more of their trips. The recent growth of cellular telephone use crosses all ages and gender boundaries. More than just the latest electronic toy, cellular telephones have become an integral part of our business and personal lives. They are used to schedule appointments, broker deals, call for assistance, report emergencies, auto crashes, impaired drivers, and reckless driving, and maintain contact with loved ones. Specific aspects of cellular telephone use have been identified, which demonstrate that phone conversation, rather than dialing, is the most frequently reported related factor in crashes. Contrary to expectation, the majority of drivers were talking on their phones rather than dialing at the time of the crash. A few drivers were also startled when their phones rang, and as they reached for their phones, they ran off the road. Other driver factors included driving too fast for conditions or failing to yield while talking on the phone. The overwhelming majority of cellular telephone users were in the striking vehicle and struck cars or other large objects that were in clear view of the driver. There are studies that show that cellular telephone use is a growing factor in crashes. Driver inattention is the most frequently cited pre-crash condition for drivers who use cellular telephones. In Florida and some other states, cellular emergency calls are directed to the state police, *FHP on your cellular phone. The state police surveyed are generally appreciative of the quick notification capabilities afforded by cellular telephones. Be sure your reason for calling is a true emergency before using *FHP to call for assistance. There are three main types of distraction: visual, taking your eyes off the road; manual, taking your hands off the wheel; cognitive, taking your mind off what you're doing. While all distractions can endanger driver safety, texting is the most alarming because it involves all three types of distraction. NHTSA. Recent advances in technology have blurred the line between cell phones, GPS devices, PDAs, and computers. While these devices can be very helpful, they can also increase the risks associated with their use. Some interesting statistics on distracted driving. 20% of injury crashes in 2009 involved reports of distracted driving, NHTSA. Of those killed in distracted driving-related crashes, 995 involved reports of a cell phone as a distraction, 18% of fatalities in distraction-related crashes, NHTSA. In 2009, 5,474 people were killed on U.S. roadways, and an estimated additional 448,000 were injured in motor vehicle crashes that were reported to have involved distracted driving, FARS and GES. The age group with the greatest proportion of distracted drivers was the under 20 age group. 16% of all drivers younger than 20 involved in fatal crashes were reported to have been distracted while driving, NHTSA. Drivers who use handheld devices are 4 times as likely to get into crashes serious enough to injure themselves. Source: Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Source: University of Utah. Of those drivers reportedly distracted during a fatal crash, the 30 to 39-year-old drivers were the group with the greatest proportion distracted by cell phones. Cell phone distraction was reported for 24% of the 30 to 39-year-old distracted drivers in fatal crashes, FARS and GES. light truck drivers, and motorcyclists had the greatest percentage of total drivers reported as distracted at the time of the fatal crash, 12% each. Bus drivers had the lowest percentage, 6%, of total drivers involved in fatal crashes that were reported as distraction-related, FARS and GES, www.distraction.gov/statsandfacts. The Governor's Highway Safety Administration, GHSA, offers these 10 tips for managing some of the most common distractions. 1. Turn it off. Turn your phone off or switch to silent mode before you get in the car. 2. Spread the word. Set up a special message to tell callers that you're driving and you'll get back to them as soon as possible or sign up for a service that offers this. 3. Pull over. If you need to make a call, pull over to a safe area first. 4. Use your passengers. Ask a passenger to make the call for you. 5. X the text. Don't ever text and drive, surf the web, or read your email while driving. It is dangerous and against the law in most states. 6. Know the law. Familiarize yourself with state and local laws before you get in the car. Some states and localities prohibit the use of handheld cell phones. 7. Prepare. Review maps and directions before you start to drive. If you need help when you are on the road, ask a passenger to help or pull over to a safe location to review the map directions again. 8. Secure your pets. Pets can be a big distraction in the car. Always secure your pets properly before you start to drive. 9. Keep the kids safe. Pull over to a safe location to address situations with your children in the car. 10. Focus on the task at hand. Refrain from smoking, eating, drinking, reading, and any other activity that takes your mind and eyes off the road. www.ghsa.org. Distracted driving and the use of wireless devices underscore the importance of being an aware driver. Some driving behaviors that indicate that another driver may be distracted include driving below the speed limit, swerving, driving off-road or in the middle of the roadway, braking frequently, head movements. The best defense against distracted drivers is defensive driving. If you use the SIPDE process to handle distracted drivers, you can increase your chances of avoiding potential collisions. SIPDE stands for Search, Identify, Predict, Decide, and Execute. Search. Your eyes should be constantly moving to look ahead, behind, and on both sides. Be aware of what is happening around you. Identify. Find the distracted drivers or potential distractions. The distracted driver may be eating, drinking, talking, or texting on the phone, reading a map, etc. Also identify the distractions like the person in the banana suit or a car that's pulled over on the side of the road. These are things that can cause a driver to take their eyes off the road. Predict. Try to predict the potential problems. Will the distracted driver weave into another lane? Will they see the traffic stopped ahead and be able to stop in time? Consider what could happen and be prepared to take action. Decide. Decide what action you need to take to avoid the potential hazard. Should you move into a different lane? Should you decrease your speed? Increase your following distance? Know what you will do to avoid a conflict. Execute. If what you predicted occurs, you are prepared to make the necessary move. Now you take the action needed. Steer away from the conflict, apply brakes, or accelerate to get out of the way. These are just a few things you can do to avoid the conflict. Distracted drivers are a danger to themselves, other drivers, bicyclists, and pedestrians. The extra technologies in vehicles require that extra diligence be given to commit to be distraction-free. Drivers must concentrate on the road and traffic while driving. You must not carry out activities while driving which negatively impact the operation of the vehicle. See footnote 11.